I have an older sister and a younger brother. Growing up, my parents didn't treat us girls much different from my brother, except for a couple things. The main difference was safety and the idea that girls must be extra careful, and my parents cared a lot more about where my sister and I were at all times and who we were going to be with. Another difference is that my dad expected my brother to blow the driveway and mow the lawn. He did not expect us girls to do those chores as much, but he didn't limit us from doing them either. Our family is a big sports family, and this is what I mean when I say my parents did not treat me and my sister much different than my brother. My sisters and I danced, but we also played on an all-boys baseball team, and I even played on a flag football team. My brother, on the other hand, also did gymnastics and played dress-up with us girls. Our parents let us try what we wanted and did not keep us from anything specific. I chose my outfits, and my mom let me wear big, baggy basketball shorts and t-shirts until I decided to stop in sixth grade. With this upbringing, it made me wonder how gender roles look in some of my friends' families and how this may affect their outlook on gender roles in society.
So my dad was definitely kind of the breadwinner. He was he's a doctor. My mom used to teach. And after my second sister was born, when I was about 6 years old, she quit working and she stayed at home. And she's the one that kind of took care of the kids, made dinner a lot of times, took us to and from school, to and from practices, which is really, it's really hard not to have that kind of person around, especially when you have three kids who are all extremely involved in like extracurriculars and stuff. And I thank her for that. I don't want to say that necessarily shaped my viewpoint a lot. I think I'm a pretty logical guy. It just kind of makes sense to me. A similar dynamic. I'm not saying like women have to be like in the house or anything, men have to be working or anything. But I mean, you need somebody to like take care of the kids, especially if you have that many, which I said I only wanted two. But you need somebody to be able to financially support the family.
Like my parents are divorced, so like, well, when I first was growing up and they were still together, they were more traditional, I would say. Like, my mom did most of the cooking and cleaning, and she stayed home with us. And my dad would go to work and, like, come home and eat dinner with us and stuff. But then when my parents got divorced, like, my mom had to take on a bigger role, as did my dad. And they were both doing all of that stuff in their separate houses. They had to cook and clean for us, and they both had to, like, work and find a way to make money. So my mom, like, has been through so much in her life. She's like gone through a lot of health scares and stuff like that that she's come through, and I just really think she is an example of a strong woman and a strong person, like not just strong for a woman but strong for either gender. She's our primary caretaker, so like I saw her the most, and the fact that she was so busy every single day, like she would obviously get frustrated sometimes, but it just was out of her love for us and her care for us. So
my dad grew up in like a smaller town. He was Christian. My mom grew up in this kind of crappy family, like alcoholics, and they were just a sucky family. And she wasn't a Christian until she found Christ in college. And so it was just an interesting dynamic for a family who also had all four girls, that my mom was taught to be tough because of how like kind of mentally abusive her family was. So it was kind of cool to see how it was a different dynamic, but because of that, we were taught to be stronger and like men almost, and we have to kind of stand up and be willing to be not necessarily the aggressor in life, but we have to be able to take charge and like be the man in situations, which is unfortunate to say in some people's opinions and not politically correct, but it's true, unfortunately.
After hearing these backgrounds, I became interested in asking them what gender children they would like to have when they start their own family. Here, my friends talk about why they chose this order of gender children.
I think I want to have two kids. I want to have one of my own children, and then I want to adopt a child, mostly just because I think I only want to give birth one time. And like I think there's just so many kids that need a home that if I want another child, like, why not adopt? And I think I want two girls, but I would be fine. I would be totally happy if my child that I have myself is a boy. Something for me growing up and, like, kind of who I am today, a big part is empowering women and, like, helping women find their voice in this world and, like, that's something that's really important to me, and I think it would be a really, really cool process to, like, raise a girl in this society to be empowered and confident and liberated, and, like, hopefully she would look at me as that, and I just think that would be a really, like, cool connection to have, and I think I kind of had that with my mom, and it's, like, such a special thing, and I just, like, would like to recreate that with my own child. But having a boy, same thing. Like, I would think it's really cool to raise a boy that, you know, respects everyone and, like, is equally as confident and empowered and liberated and can make other women and other people feel that way as well. So it goes both ways. But just, I think, from my personal experiences, I would like to have a girl.
I want 5 kids, most likely 4. It depends how pregnancy goes and how finished I am with it at that point. But, max 5. I want to start with boys, and if I could, end with girls. Mainly more boys than girls. First off, if I had a girl first, I know that the oldest girl is always really awkward and just doesn't grow up well because, like, the parents are just kind of experimenting with the girl when there's so many, like, social aspects are just kind of challenging to, like, teach them and, like, get them through and acne and boys, and it's just so different versus a boy. You teach them to grow up more, and it's easier to kind of make them get through it. And because of, like, their capabilities of, like, being a guy in society is just, like, easier. And, like, the ideals you can teach them and just to be chivalrous and just a good man to females is just easier to handle that, especially in those stages of, like, middle school and how awkward it is than females. So it's more fun to raise a boy as the oldest, in my opinion. Guys are just more tough. They have that more physical aspect to them, and I want my girls to learn from them in that way. Like, they say it's a man's world, and if these girls can learn how to handle boys in every stage in life, then they're going to be so successful, like, no matter what, in a job, in sports, how to handle them, like, socially. I think them knowing how a boy thinks is going to, like, set them even further. And with a boy being older, like, because how I prefer it, they learn how to treat girls because they have a little sister, and they know how they want other boys to treat their sister. Therefore, they can learn from that feeling they have how to treat girls already. So it goes both ways versus, I think if a girl's older and a boy's younger, he's going to learn to resent her because she's older and she has more power than her. And then she's going to be annoyed by boys and how they respond to her. And there's already just this awkward imbalance. And I think the older male and the younger female, it just has this, like, beauty in how it, like, grows and develops together. So I pray my kids go up in that order.
I've actually thought a good bit about this. I would rather have all boys. First of all, I don't want a lot of kids. Maybe 2, possibly 3. But yeah, I'd rather have all boys. To me, girls are just, they're a lot to deal with, a lot to handle emotionally, financially. With that being said, like, if I did have a girl, of course I'd love her. And also, like, one of the big things to me is that if I did have a girl, I would definitely spoil her. I just couldn't see myself being harsh on a little baby girl, you know. But yeah, I definitely prefer boys. Girls are just, I don't know, I feel like they get dramatic. I don't want to go through those preteen, teenage years where she hates me. Oh my God, I hate your guts. All that, you know, I just want to... I'm not saying dudes don't do the same kinds of things. I'm just saying they do it much less often, I feel like. There are many reasons I prefer having a guy over having a girl. A lot of them consist of the way females are portrayed, like, in society, especially earlier on, high school, college campuses. You know, they seem to be, like, over-sexualized. There's a lot of, like, problems that go on with sexual assault, rape, all primarily geared towards women, which is another obstacle they have to face and deal with. Which, again, to me, like, I think about it in the way of, like, oh, like, I don't want my little girl having to go through all of this, all these, like, hardships. And even, like, in the real world, I feel like in America, it's just much easier to be a man than it is to be a woman. I think out of love for what would be a daughter, I just would try and protect her from that as much as possible, which means, you know, I'd rather have boys.
With my boys, the reason I'm raising them, or the way I want to raise them, is because, like, in their future, I want them to be able to do their role as the man of the household. They're able to take care of their families and be someone that people can depend on, yes, that seems like a lot of stress, but like I want them to be able to handle it because that's them succeeding in life. Like in the South, you see a lot of people like very respectful and kind. And I think that's because a lot of them do have a set of morals or ethics that they follow, mainly Christianity, they're Catholic. They have something that guides them in life. And a lot of people that don't believe in anything don't necessarily have a guideline unless someone's been like, hey, you shouldn't do that. Or like, hey, that's mean. Like, you don't want to be like that. So I just think a lot of good comes from standards, from guidelines, from something to follow. And I think having boys step up to be men or women to help support other women and like their future husbands, or if they have a wife one day, like to be supportive in that role. And I just think we need those guidelines in life. Yes, they can change, but we need those to function well.
Gender roles can get complicated. The South is notorious for raising their children to say yes ma'am, no ma'am, yes sir, no sir. Coming from California, this was new for me and has caused me to think deeper about why we say this to people. It has added another layer to everything with the new ideas of gender and transgender. It is not as easy to say this automatically to an individual if you do not know what their pronouns are. With this concept, I asked my friends if their viewpoint would change if their son was gay or their daughter was lesbian.
No, I don't think my viewpoint would change. Like, I mean, obviously it's easier to say that than it is to actually experience that, but like I really think that I would love my child either way.
If I had a son that was gay, I'd be like, yes, awesome, good for you. I'm so excited you're proud and confident in that. But if you're gonna be that way in life, like play it all the way out. I want you to still be a masculine gay. I want you to still be, if you want to be a female, that's kind of tough to take if I'm being honest. And if my girl's gay, go for it, hon, like do your thing. But at the same time, I want them to still be the best them that they can be in that.
Well, I'm gonna give you an honest answer here. I don't have a problem with a guy being gay or anything. I think it's fine, same thing with girls. But for me personally, I would, you know, I just rather have that nobody sticking anything in my child. You know, I'd rather have a straight son than a gay daughter, you know, if I happen to have one, you know? That's just personal preference.
I would want to be someone who they could tell early on. I wouldn't want to be, like, the last person they told because they were so scared. Like, I would want to create a relationship where they feel comfortable coming to me soon about it, talking to me about it, even if they're not sure, like, just I would always want to create the relationship that they know I'm going to love them and care for them like in any circumstances.